American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 315. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 283. Mrs. Selig and Mr. Selig swore on the stand that they knew Leo Frank came home at 1:20. Of course. Dorsey claims they are Frank's parents and wretched liars when they say they saw him come in at 1:20. According to Dorsey, there's no one in this case that can tell the truth but Conley, Dalton, and Albert McKnight. They are the lowest dregs and jailbirds, but they are the only ones who know how to tell the truth. Albert says he was at the Selig home when Frank came in. Of course, he is lying, as his wife and the Seligs prove that, but he's the state's witness, and he says Frank got there at 1:30, thus branding Conley's story about Frank leaving the factory at 1:30 a lie. Along the same line, Albert says Frank didn't eat and that he was nervous. And Albert claims he learned all this by looking into a mirror in the dining room and seeing Frank's reflection. Then Albert caps the climax to his series of lies by having Frank board the car for town at Pulliam Street and Glen. Now, as to the affidavit signed by Manola McKnight, the cook for Mr. and Mrs. Emil Selig. How would you feel, gentlemen of the jury, if your cook, who had done no wrong and for whom no warrant had been issued, and from whom the solicitor had already got a statement, was to be locked up? They got that wretched husband of Manola's by means of Craven and Pickett, two men seeking a reward, and then they got Manola. And they said to her, "Oh, Manola, why don't you tell the truth like Albert's telling it?" They had no warrant when they locked this woman up. Starnes was guilty of a crime when he locked that woman up without a warrant, and Dorsey was too, if he had anything to do with it. Now, George Gordon, Manola's lawyer, says that he asked Dorsey about getting the women out, and Dorsey replied, "I'm afraid to give my consent to turning her loose. I might get in bad with the detective department." That's the way you men got evidence, was it? Miss Rebecca Carson, a forewoman of the National Pencil Factory, swore that Frank had a good character. The state had